You're listening to SBS News.
Vilification is defined as words or actions that incite hatred and serious contempt, but an inquiry into this issue shows the public isn't fully aware of these laws in Victoria. The Anti-Vilification Inquiry report has delivered 36 recommendations for stronger laws, including the urgent ban of Nazi symbols and the swastika from public display. The inquiry heard from Jewish, Islamic and Catholic groups, and during the pandemic, the inquiry chair, Natalie Suleiman, says there was a spike in complaints against people of Asian descent.
Clearly, the online activity increased to having, a real toxic and hateful speech occurring towards, particularly the Jewish community as well, but more surprisingly, the Muslim community as well.
She admits the current system isn't working and the laws need expanding to better protect people with a disability and the LGBTQI community. Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commissioner for Victoria, Kristen Hilton, agrees the findings show the need for critical reforms and an education campaign.
Part of this is about shifting the burden away from the individual and making sure that there is greater accountability on, for example, organisations to prevent and respond to hate, and also greater accountability on those who engage in hateful conduct.
She says making people aware of their rights under the laws will improve accessibility. Kuranda Sayed from the Forum on Australia's Islamic Relations is also concerned about the resurgence of white supremacist groups.
We've seen the manifestations of that type of racial hatred in Christchurch. We saw what that sort of can lead to. And I think we need to make sure that we protect the social harmony and the social inclusion in Australia.
Mr. Sayed says the Racial and Religious Tolerance Act needs to be updated to become a powerful deterrent against attacks. He argues the small number of complaints and prosecutions show there are clear problems with the Act.
But a lot of the victims, English is not their first language, so they're already in difficult terrain from that point of view. But at the same time, some of these people come from countries where they have totalitarian regimes, and so again they're unsure of the process, they're worried about the backlash, things like that, and I think we need to do more in terms of educating the community around that.
It's hoped changes to the legal threshold for incitement-based vilification will make it easier for complaints to be upheld. Mr. Sayed also wants any potential rise in prosecutions to send a message to anonymous trolls spreading hate online. The inquiry chair, Natalie Suleiman, says there have only been two prosecutions under the current anti-vilification laws over the past two decades. But she doesn't want to preempt the government's reaction to the inquiry.
We've prepared a report that really will create effective laws, but most importantly, protect the Victorian community and promote social and social cohesion, I should say, and harmony.
Premier Daniel Andrews says the report is an important piece of work, but he hasn't yet formally responded to the idea of banning the Nazi flag in public. He's previously said Nazi symbolism is unacceptable.
Well, my views on anti-Semitic behaviour are very well known, and I won't make those points again. I think people know exactly where I stand on those issues. I want to see the report.
Ms. Hilton says proposed reforms would still allow for Nazi symbols to be used in classrooms to educate students about the Holocaust, but she says the community does expect a criminal crackdown.
But I think it is very well accepted that Nazi symbols are extremely offensive and hateful and cause a tremendous amount of harm. Now, there will always be a balancing of rights of freedom of speech and freedom of expression. What this inquiry intended to do, and I think has done, is to try and get that balance right.
The Victorian government has about 6 months to officially respond to the report. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.